Good morning, everybody. This is Rabbi Yaakov Fish here, Countdown to Pesach Part 4. And today I wanted to discuss a very unusual occurrence that occurs this year with Erev Pesach coinciding with Shabbos. We have an Erev Pesach Shecholios B'Shabbos. And in fact, there's an entire siman in the Shulchan Aruch, entire chapter in the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, that deals exclusively with this topic. So I just wanted to talk about, as the Shulchan Aruch lays it out, Yud Dalet Shecholios B'Shabbos, the 14th of Nisan that coincides with Shabbos. So first off, when do we do the Bedikas Chametz? When do we do the physical inspection of the Chametz? Normally we do the Bedika the evening of the 14th. Well, this year the evening of the 14th of Nisan is on Friday night. So how can we do the Bedika on Friday night if it's Shabbos? So obviously we can't do the Bedika on Friday night because it's Shabbos. So we do the Bedika, the Shulchan Aruch states, Botkin Lil Yud Gimel. We do the Bedika on the evening of the 13th, which would be Thursday night. So this year, put it on your calendar. We do Bedika 13th of Nisan on Thursday night. So it's this year on the calendar. It's Thursday, March 25th, 2021. In the evening, Thursday, March 25th in the evening, that's when you do the Bedikas Chametz. Put it on your calendar. So you do the Bedika, and you do not only the Bedikas Chametz, but the blessing prior to the Bedika, and also the nullification following the Bedika. And the next morning, you pretend as if on Friday, which is Friday, March 26th, which is the 13th of Nisan, you pretend as if it's the 14th of Nisan in that regard. When I say you pretend as if it's the 14th of Nisan, I mean you go to wherever you go, and you know we have a shul that has a parking lot with a traditional fire burning, but wherever you are, you can destroy your chametz that way. And the reason is because we don't want to... We want to maintain that tradition of always destroying the chametz, not to create confusion in that regard, to try to maintain any semblance of consistency from year to year, even though it's the 13th of Nisan this year. So again, so we do the Bedika the evening of the 13th with the blessing prior to that, nullification afterwards, and we destroy all of our chametz. We sell all of our chametz before Shabbos. The rabbi will sell the chametz before Shabbos to a non-Jew, if you ask. If you designate the rabbi to do that. But the only exception is that you leave over enough chametz to do the two meals on Shabbos. When I say two meals on Shabbos, I'm not talking about the exception of Shal Shudas. We'll talk about Shal Shudas, Suda Shlishas another time. When I say two meals have to be with chametz, now why can't you just have matzah? The reason is because on Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to have matzah. The reason why you're not supposed to have matzah on Erev Pesach is because you're supposed to have matzah with an appetite Pesach night. So you're not supposed to have matzah on Erev Pesach. So you have minimal chametz, just enough for meal Friday night. So this can create a little bit of a stressful situation at home, because imagine most homes are already clean for Pesach, and you're going to come show up with some bread, some challah rolls to the table. That can create a little bit of a uncomfortable, stressful situation. You know, family members, we already cleaned this house for Pesach. So some people go to the garage, or some people go outside, not the garage, even outside, make a motzi. Have in mind that you're going to continue your meal in the house, because otherwise it's like you're making a motzi outside, but you can't just change locations. It's not so simple. Have in mind you're going to continue to have a bite of the challah, and you continue inside the house. But you have to have enough chametz for not just the Friday night meal, but also for the Shabbos day meal. Now, let's talk about the Shabbos.